This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 31. Does it matter if you prepare for your IELTS with British or American English? You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll find out what kind of accent you should use on the IELTS exam and what accents you should listen to prepare for the test. Guys, today we're talking about pronunciation and listening on the IELTS. Pronunciation is a huge deal when it comes to the speaking test. And if you want to know exactly what the examiner is going to look for in terms of your pronunciation on the speaking test, go right now to find out. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation and you'll get your free downloadable IELTS cheat sheet. Now, go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. Hey,
Lindsay.
Jessica.
Hey.
What's shaking?
Did you say what's shaking?
I said what's shaking.
I love that. What's up? What's shaking? What's going on? Those are
what's
all good.
Happening?
What's happening, Jack?
I like
what's
to say
happening?
That too.
All right. So what's our topic today, Lindsay?
Yeah, good question. Today we have an interesting topic. We've gotten some questions from some students about British versus American English when it comes to the IELTS exam, right?
Yeah. So if you do any research at all into the test that you're going to spend money on to take, which I hope you do some research, is that it's obviously a British English test, right? It's made by Cambridge University, and it's made by IDP Australia. So very British Englishy. But the fact is that IELTS is a global test now. It's used by... I am going to guess more American universities than maybe British English universities at this point.
That's interesting. So what are some of the questions that students have then regarding this British and American thing? Like, what are they wondering about specifically? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think some students are worried about learning from an American English speaker because maybe they won't get used to the British accent, right? So maybe like when they get to the listening test, they won't understand that British accent. And that's a valid question. That's a valid worry. The IELTS test does use different accents. So on the listening test, you're not going to just hear British English. You're going to hear American English, Indian English sometimes, Singlish, you know, Singapore English.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard that term before. Interesting. Okay.
Singlish, yeah. Aussie and of course British accents.
Canada.
There are a
million. Don't forget Canada.
Yes. Canadian accents for sure. So I think anybody that you learn with is going to benefit you, and it's your responsibility in your own time to get used to other accents. So
yes.
With all the podcasts out there and all the media, TV shows, movies, you can listen to any accent you want. You can get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just within the iTunes store, you can find a variety of podcasts that are made by different ESL entrepreneurs, right? So I could recommend our friend Luke. Luke's English podcast is a great one. He is British. And would be a great way, if you're a regular All Ears English listener, you could add Luke's English podcast to get used to the British accent.
That's a great idea. Yeah. And even, you know, Aussie English can be really difficult to understand sometimes because their vowels are so round or broad, you know, but it's just a matter of putting in the time and listening to something like a podcast that hopefully has a transcript to follow. And you'll get used to it. Yeah. So, in short, it doesn't matter who is teaching you or what that accent is. You are going to hear a variety of accents on the test.
On the IELTS speaking section, the examiner is going to grade you on fluency and coherence. So what words should you avoid in this section? You can find out now. If you go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation, you can get our downloadable cheat sheet totally for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. So no need to discriminate when it comes to choosing your teacher. It's okay to work with anyone from and any part of the world.
Totally, totally. And at least for some of my students, they have said that learning from an American is sometimes easier because they already watch American movies and American TV shows, so they're already used to that accent. So in receiving the information, they might get more than if it's, an unfamiliar accent.
Okay, so they would absorb more if the information's obviously being given in English. They would be able to reap the benefits of that class a bit more.
Yeah, totally, totally. Okay. So the other question is, if students use, like, quote-unquote American English on the speaking and writing test, would that hurt their score? And the answer is, of course not.
No.
and honestly, listeners, there are not that many differences, and if you go sentence by sentence, an American and a British person are going to say most things the same way. Yeah. So,
and the differences aren't that important, right?
Exactly.
We're saying the same thing. There might be a few vocabulary words here and there, but not enough to really make any difference in your general communication skills.
Mm-hmm. Of course not. And, as long as what you're saying or writing is correct in either British or American English, spelling wise, you could use the U or not. You're going to be fine. You're not going to be marked down. So don't try to do anything different than what you're doing.
I like it. That's very simple. So we can just move forward with the resources and the teachers that make us feel comfortable.
Exactly.
That kind of work for us, right? Because it's really more about getting that good preparation in.
Exactly.
Regardless of where your teacher is from or who built the course that you've purchased.
Yeah, yeah, precisely. So just remember that English is a global language now, and IELTS reflects that. So they use a lot of different accents. And English is becoming more one language than anything else, right? Americans use British English now and vice versa.
Sure.
Lots of my British friends now say awesome, which they didn't used to do. So
really? That's so funny. I haven't heard that from too many British people, but I would love to hear that.
Yeah. It's spreading.
Oh, no. That's scary.
I know. It's both a good and bad thing, right? But I guess it's a good thing for our listeners because more people will talk the same. It'll be easier to understand.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, man. I love it.
All right. This has been awesome, Lindsay.
Yes. It has been awesome, hasn't it? Awesome. All right, guys. So the moral of the story is don't worry about where the accent is coming from your teacher or the course you've bought. Just go ahead and put in the time preparing for your exam. Be ready for it.
It's all about your effort.
Yeah. There we go. Thanks, Jessica, for hanging out today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lindsay. Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.